on a rabbi, that's not. But once he becomes an Eved, starting from whatever Rosh Chodesh Teves, from that time on, whatever Schusei Mammon the Eved acquired, whatever Metzias he picks up, whatever Matanis people give him, whatever money he earns, goes straight to the Yodim. Kol Mashikon Avikon Rav. Only by an Eved Knani, not by an Eved Ivri. That's a Din Deraisa. Kol Mashikon Tishikon Abba, that's a Takana de Rabbanon only. But Kol Mashikon Avikon Rav, but Taisis points out that's a Din Deraisa. So the Gemara had a Shaila. This Din Deraisa, we know there is another Din that every person has, owns himself with respect to the right to his Maisi Yadayim. Takana Rav, that's not. But once he becomes an Eved, starting from whatever Rosh Chodesh Teves, from that time on, whatever Schusei Mammon the Eved acquired, whatever Metzias he picks up, whatever Matanis people give him, whatever money he earns, goes straight to the Yodim. Kol Mashikon Avikon Rav. Only by an Eved Knani, not by an Eved Ivri. That's a Din Deraisa. Kol Mashikon Tishikon Abba, that's a Takana de Rabbanon only. But Kol Mashikon Avikon Rav, but Taisis points out that's a Din Deraisa. So the Gemara had a Shaila. This Din Deraisa, we know there is another Din that every person has, owns himself with respect to the right to his Maisi Yadayim. I own myself. I don't own my own body. I can't sell my flesh to somebody else. But we mentioned this week, the Ravid holds that a person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money. He has a right to sell himself to other people. Let's say we gave the Moshel, the Ravid's Moshel, to Bali Malacha, want to go into a Shutvis together. Two shoemakers, let's say. One is in Brooklyn, one is in Washington Heights, and they don't know who's going to make out better this year. So they're good friends, they were always good friends, so they make a deal. Or let's say one is a shoemaker and one is a tailor, it doesn't make a difference. They don't have to be dafka in the same field. Mm-hmm. They make a deal that they want to split their profits. Okay, so he has a good year and he has a bad year, or he'll have a bad year, he'll have a good year. So whatever rabbich they make, they should divide among the two of them equally. So the Rambam says there's no way to make such a binding agreement in advance. If after you earn your money, you give half to the other person. So that's wonderful. But in advance to make a binding agreement, that's impossible, because the money that you didn't earn yet is a dovish lo boli yoylam. So you can't be makna dovish lo boli yoylam to the other person. And the Ravid is masig on the Rambam, and Ilchus shluchim v'shutvim, and he says, not true. He says, just like a person has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Knani, a Moichar Atzmo, so what does that show? That a person owns himself with respect to the right to earn money, and that's why he has the ability to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So Hu Adinami, a person has the ability to sell himself not as an Eved Ivri, to sell his earning power to someone else. I sell half of my earning power to you, you sell half of your earning power to me. You own yourself with respect to your ability to earn money. So the Shaila is here, if I buy an Eved Knani, however I bought the Eved Knani, either he sold himself, either he sold me himself, or someone owned him, how did the other person own him, and the other person sold me the Eved Knani. However, if I own an Eved Knani, so I own the Eved Knani fully, any Schusei Mammon that he earns go to me. I get the rights to everything. Does that mean from A to Z, every single drop of Schusei Mammon that he has? Or maybe you should say no. My ownership of the Eved Knani only begins after a certain point. Let's say the Eved Knani has the ability to earn, let's say, $100, $1,000 a week, $5,000 a week. So the first $50 a week that he earns, that he needs in order to buy food for himself, so that's his inalienable right, so to speak. Like in the founding fathers wrote in the Constitution of the United States, there's such a thing as an inalienable right. So maybe the Eved Knani is also such a thing. Kol Mashikon HaKon Rabba is kol, maybe it's minus a little bit. Maybe the Odon's Bailus only begins after the point that the Eved Knani earned the $50 that he needs to stay alive, so the Schus of the Odon begins after that point. It was Mukhach and the Gemara like that you cannot say that the Pshat in the Gemara Sufik is that when the Odon gets all of the earnings the Eved made, $5,000, then speak to the Odon is Mukhif to give him back $50. Mukhif to give him back, that's for sure not. The Gemara said the Odin can't have any chiyuvim to his own Eved Knani. How can the Odin have a chiyuv to his Eved Knani? The Gemara says, but loisipik, if the Eved Knani is old and weak and shvach, and he can't earn $50, for sure the Odin is not Mukhif to be mefarnes the Eved Knani. Ishtoi, if a man is married, is Mukhif and Mizainis Ishtoi. But the Eved Knani not Mukhif to. What's the Gemara suffix? Whether the Odin has a right to take away all the money, has to give him back $50. Sure. You have to say, the suffix was the schus of the Odon that he owns everything of the Eved Knani. Maybe that schus only begins after the point of $50. That was the Gemara West Tupoli. So the Gemara has on Amud Beis around 10 lines from the top or so, on Yud Beis and the Beis. Toshma the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara has not, it's a machlokes Rav Rabbi Yechon. That's what we mentioned last week. Rashi points out machlokes Samaroyim. Rav, the Gemara had two memories of Rav, and the Gemara showed that Rav holds Shmamino, I love Shmamino, 10 lines from the top of Amud Beis. Any Ocholoim Aleve, the same Ivein is Erech. The Rav's opinion is that the Yischus HaOdin only begins after the point of the first $50. The first $50 that the Eved earns that he needs to live on, the Odin doesn't begin to have Yischus on that. And Rabbi Yechonah disagrees. Rabbi Yechonah is going to disagree with Rav, and we have a klal and psak, whatever there's a machloik is Rabbi Yechonah. That's why the tziyun, the small tiny letter base, is on Rabbi Yechonah's memory. And they tell you where it appears in the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch. That's how we pass. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the Yodin should be so mean to his Eved Knaini. He should make the Eved Knaini work his head off 6 days a week. No, take away all the money. Then where's the Eved Knaini going to get? Mizrach is going to go get from Stoker. So he's not going to be a good worker if the Yodin is going to treat him so miserably. We're not talking about Yosha certainly dictates he should have a Hakoras HaTayv to the Eved Knaini, and Seichel dictates he shouldn't be so mean to him. Yeah. But we're talking just strictly speaking halacha and kosher mishpat, forgetting about everything else. Toshma dam Rabbi Yechonon, the Gemara quotes the memre, hakateya yarav de shol chaver. There's a din achayvul b'chaveiro. It's a pasuk in chumash. If you mazik someone else's mom and you shoot someone else's behema, you injure the behema, so you only pay nezik. If you chayvul ba'odam, then you have to pay chamisha dvar. Nezik tzari pesheves and boshes. It's not exactly the same. The Gemara says that you don't always have all the five tashlumins. Boshes, you only have when it was niskaven lahazik. You don't have to have niskaven levayish, but at least you have to have niskaven lachbal b'chaveira. If there was accidental. No kavana levayish, if it was accidental, then you don't pay boshes. And then the Gemara says that tzar ripoy shevis also, you only pay if there was some kind of negligence. If there was mamish, no negligence whatsoever, so you don't pay the shlosha dvarim either. The nezek, that's the mishnah in Bava Kama, or the mu'ad le'erlam, be'me shegik, be'me mezit, be'me ernest, be'me rotzen. That the nezek you always pay. Just like Odama mazik, momen chaver, if I break a window, b'sh, oynes gomer taki epata. But if it's a karav loynes, then you would be chayiv, so nezek, from the chamisha dvarim you always pay.
Fine.
The tzar ripui shevis, the Gemara says, is only if there was some negligence. Yeah. He means some of the ripui should really go into nezik. Some of the ripui, that's a problem. Let's say I injure someone else's behemoth. So the halacha says, I only pay nezik, I don't pay tzar ripui shevis and boishes. What do you mean you only pay nezik? Nezik means, how much was the behemoth worth? If you would sell it in the marketplace before I damaged the animal, before I injured the animal, how much is it worth afterwards? So that's all you pay. So the Mordechai quotes from the Balei HaTosis, that's all you pay. You don't have to pay any ripui. The Mordechai quotes from the Balei HaTosis that by Odom HaMazik, Behemes Chaveiroi, some part of the ripui will be included. We're going to learn our Gemara. Some part of the ripui is included in the Nezik. You can't say that there's no, you don't pay ripui at all. If you're not going to pay ripui, so the behemoth is going to remain sick the other what? So what? The nizik has to pay the ripui. So the lechayr that's self understood that part of the ripui is included in the nizik. So here also, Mestama, you're right that if there was no negligence, if there really wasn't any negligence, and strictly speaking, he doesn't pay because it wasn't a skavin lahazik, and the tzar ripui shevis he doesn't pay because there was no negligence. So you only pay nizik, but whenever you pay nizik, so. It should be loy gora from Adam Amazik behemes chaveiro. That the Mordechai quotes in the name of the Balei HaTosis that part of the ripui should be included, should certainly be included in the nezik. Our Gemara is going to discuss what it means part of the ripui. Which part of the ripui is included, which part of the ripui is not included. Our Gemara is going to bring it up. So what's the halacha? Let's say somebody is chayvel bechaveiro, you pay chamisha dvar. It's kavin lahazik, you pay all the chamisha dvar. What if the nechbal, I was chayvel be'evet knaini shal chaveiri? So I become obligated to pay all the chamisha dvarim to the Eved Knaini, and then the halacha says, kol ma shekana Eved kana rabo, that the Yodin takes everything away. So the chayvel, the one who...
It's not chaver.
Eved is a machloikis, whether Yechai Boish is by Eved. Machloikis hatanoim, because it says achicho. It says achiv, ki notzu anoshim nok. How does it say? By Boishes it says Alosh and Ochiv, so it's a machlekes Rabbi Yudah Nechachamim and the Mishnah Nachayvo, but the Yesh Boishes Babad, the main Boishes Babad, but the others, they assume that you do pay. The others you do pay, yeah, because there's a basic difference. Boishes is considered an Einish. The others are not an einish. The paying of nezik tsar ripui and shevis is mishkin einish. It's a tashlumin. Boishes, the Gemara puts boishes together with malchus and nisa and golus. That one time a rebut also is of the opinion that a suma, if a suma is mechal shabbos, he's not chayv misa. Suma kills the shogeg, he doesn't go to ari mikla, doesn't go to golus. If a suma eats chaza, he doesn't get malchus. If a suma is chayv b'havero, there's nezik tzari po shevis, he doesn't pay boishes. Boishes is an oynish. So Rabbi Yudah's shita is that a suma is never chayv any onshin. Then the Gemara has another version of Rabbi Yudah that he holds a suma's part in the kol ha-mitzvahs. Pashtus is we don't pass like either version of Rabbi Yudah. We don't accept either opinion of Rabbi Yudah. But the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Peches, has two versions of what Rabbi Yudah said. So by boishes, it's clear from the Gemara boishes is different from the other hamisha dvorim, from the other rabot dvorim. That's why boishes you only chayv if at least niskaven lachbo b'chaveiro. You don't have to have niskaven lavash, you have to have niskaven at least niskaven lachbo b'chaveiro. Otherwise, how can you give him an oinish for what he did? So that's a machlekes hatarayim. Happens also to be Rabbi Yudah. Alpi mikra, it's also Rabbi Yudah Chachamim, whether yesh lavadim boishes or not. If the adam hanechbal is an eved kenayni, do you pay boishes? And that's based on psukim. So one opinion is that you don't pay boishes. That's a machlekes. But the other rabot dvarim you do pay. The other rabot dvarim for sure you pay. And according to what, sometimes you even pay the boishes. So what happens? I was chayvel be eved kenayni shal chaveroi. So I become chayv either to pay abo dvarim or chamisha dvarim, either with the boishes or without the boishes. But the din is kol mashikon evikon a rabbi. Instead of making out the check and giving it to the eved kenayni, I make out the check and I give it to the other. See, the other takes everything. Hakatea yad avda shal chaver, I cut off someone's arm. So I pay nois and shevis, nois and shiftoi, urufuosoi, li rabbi. In other words, loy me boy that I pay the nezik to the rab, the nezik is upgeret. The odon owns the eved kenayni kishor av hamaro. So if I would injure his shor av hamaro, I would pay to the bala behemoth. So if I injured the eved kenayni avad, I'd pay the nezik to the bala behemoth. But ripui and shevis, maybe I might have thought that I should pay that to the eved directly. So that's a chiddush of Rabbi Yechon, kamash v'lan, that you pay the shevis and the ripui to the other. Gemara's going to ask, what's the chiddush of the shevis? Just like nezik he didn't mention, nezik is a double pasha that you pay the other. So shevis also a double pasha. Yeah, what is shevis all about?
It can't work.
Any work that he's going to earn goes to the other. So any earnings that he's going to have go to the other. So fashteitzach, the shevis goes to the other. So Gemara says, anachinami, the whole chiddush of Rabbi Yechon. The tsar also goes to the yodin. He should have said tsar. He should have said that's the big chiddush. He should have said tsar. He didn't say. So the real chiddush was ripui and tsar and boishes. That these should have been personal payments that go to the yevet. Nonetheless, the yodin cleans everything away. The yodin takes everything. That's included in the halacha kol masher konav konaram. So he said, Rabbi Yechonon fears ois v'oisai yevet. The yodin takes away the whole shevis. So the yevet is going to be penniless. The Yodin takes away all the money, so how is he going to have food to eat? So he says, let him go get from the tzedakah. Also, Eved needs him in our tzedakah. So you see with Erish that the Odon is kol masha kon Eved kon Araba from the first penny on. Not that the schus Odon only begins after the Eved already earned the $50 a week that he needs to keep alive. No, from the first penny on, it says, Vos Eved needs him in our tzedakah. Ishmaminah, the Rabbi Yechonon disagrees with Rab that we learned last week, Machlekes Amoraim. Rabbi Yechonon's opinion is, Yochel Rab Leim Eved. The Yodon has the right, strictly speaking, to say to the Eved Kenayni, say me, I want you to do work, ve'eini zaynach, and I'm not going to give you parnos. So the Gemara says, you see, Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. Zog the Gemara, maybe you can dingsach, maybe Rabbi Yechonon is talking about a case, hachmas kinon, the mala lo mizaynis, maybe Rabbi Yechonon is talking about a case, the Yodon is a normal Yodon, nishke mishugane, and the Eved was injured, so he's giving him, he has an apartment, he has a room in the house anyway. And he comes to meals. He's feeding him his oinus. Sog the Gemara can't be. Ihochi, if that's the ukimta, you're giving an ukimta Rabbi Yechonon. So how do you read the words, Oiso Eved, Nizon Minat Zdoche? Nizon means Mizonis. Ihochi, Amai, Nizon Minat. So first the Gemara asks, so what does it mean, is Nizon Minat Zdoche?
Okay, yeah.
What does he need him in at tzedakah? If the other is taking care, he's giving him, three meals a day. So what does he get from the tzedakah? And for the Gemara, he wants some cigarettes. He wants some ice cream. He wants the nash, chocolate bars he wants. And the Yodin doesn't have in the kitchen. The Yodin locks it up, whatever. So when he wants the extra, so it's all again to the tzedakah. So the pushkin will, The gabbai, yeah, the gabbai tzedakah will give him some.
To give him those extras.
For cigarettes, veisach nishma stamen, not. But yeah, if you have someone who's mamish starving for food, and this fella wants moistures, he wants candy bars. So you give it to the person who's starving for food. Or if someone else needs clothing, so you give it to the one who needs clothing. But if all the food and clothing is taken care of. And then someone knocks on the door from the gabbai tzedakah, he'd like to have some chocolates, he'd like to have some whatever, some candies.
Because of Cholya. Rashi learns to talk with the Hoysev al Menzoinis, because of Cholya, because he's sick more.
Okay.
It's a different thing. He needs more.
Needs more? Okay.
Maybe it's called a Nevi'i.
Maybe it's stuck on the part of Siodin, that he gives him all of this, even though he can't work.
No. Maybe what?
Odin is giving, is this an act of stucky on the part of Siodin, that he feeds him even when he's not obligated to do so?
It
is. No, Nizan may not stalk him.
He goes
to the Gabbai Tzedakah. No, he goes to the Gabbai Tzedakah. But the Gemara suggests that you can't really prove from the memory of Rabbi Yochanan that the Odin is entitled to every single penny that the Eved earns, even the first $50 that he needs, because maybe he's talking about a case the Odin allows him to eat the meals in the house. I said, what does it mean, Nizan may not stalk him? What does he need? Mm-hmm. For the extra food. Feg the Gemara, but still the word doesn't read straight. Ihachi. Why is it called Nizan Min HaTzedakah? Mezainis means the basic food that you need to live on. This should be called Mespanis Meboyele. Mespanis means extra things, the luxuries. Elozog Gemara Lav Shmamino, you see that's the pshat. There's only one pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Yochel, etc. It means Yochel Rav Leibnah. The same meaning that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Shmamino. That's proof, conclusive proof, that's the pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. He disagrees with Rav, and that's how we pass.
But he gives him all five things.
Even the Chayvah Bahaver gives me all four or all five, and everything goes to the Yadon.
Even though he only says...
He only mentions two. Rabbi Yechon only mentions Shevis or Refuah, but it's understood everything. The Gemara is going to analyze that. Why? Omamar, the member of Rabbi Yechonan said...
Shifter
Rufuasai. Shifter Rufuasai. Doesn't Rabbi Frek the Gemara. Shifter Pshito Abade. Abade Shevis goes to the Yadon. Shevis means the earning power, how much he would have earned, any penny he would earn, would go to the Odon. So Pashtetzach, the Shevis goes to the Odon. So that's not a Chiddush. So the Chiddush is Refuasa, it's Tricholei. That's the Chiddush. The doctors assess how much it's going to cost for the Eved to get healed. It's going to cost $2,000. So the Chayvah B'Chaveh makes out the check and he gives it to the Odon. So Frek Digmar, so that Taka doesn't make it. That's Taka Chiddush. It's such a big Kiddush, it doesn't make any sense. Why does he make out the check to the Yodon? He should make out the check to the doctors.
Yeah.
Why does he make out to the Yodon? So the Yodon is paying the doctors. So what's the difference whether he paid the Yodon? Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing means the Yodon doesn't have a checking account. So what's the Kiddush? It sounds like the Yodon walks away with the money and he doesn't pay for the medicine. So that doesn't make any sense. How can that be?
The Odin pays for the refuah, for everything. So now when the person has to pay. No, the Odin takes care of his medical bills.
Okay.
So now when he's injured, so then the other person is paying off the medical bill, so he's already taking care of it. It's part of it. So now he gets the money. He has an insurance policy.
That's a deal. And the stipula has an essay in a sefer on Bava Kama where he quotes him as Rav Nodal Chazanish. And others, what's Takad Adin? The Poskim in Europe discussed that. If I burn your suit, so I have to pay however much the suit costs in the store. I have to pay the hefset. How much is the hefset? Kama hu shavalim kavashu. So what happens if you have insurance? So whatever was burnt is going to be covered anyway. So the hefset is zero. That's it, is zero.
He has to pay his policy.
So is the din, I just have to pay the
difference.
I have to pay the difference, the policy is going to get more expensive.
The deductible.
Or do you say, burnt your jackets, I have to pay how much the jacket would sell. You have an insurance, so you have a private deal. Yeah, but the hefset is the value of the suit.
Yeah, but the insurance company goes back against the...
will go up.
Against the...
Yeah,
a little different.
I mean, if it was Benezit, okay.
Yeah.
So in Europe they discuss this Shaila. What's up? So a few Achrenim have tshuvas about that. If your mazik accidentally burned down someone's home, and the fella has fire insurance, it's going to be covered anyway. So do you have to pay or not? Is the vort that you pay the shavius of the dova hanizik, or you pay the hefset that you caused to the nizik? So the house is worth a $500,000, but the hefset is zero. because it's all covered by insurance. Is it shaykh to say that the person gets twice payment, once from the insurance company, once from the mazik, or not? Okay. Yeah, but this is the shaila Rav Yechanan, they didn't have any insurance.
What's the answer?
I think that both opinions appear in the Achronim.
Either way.
Yeah, they have a machlokes about it. Galatian Achronim have more about this. Apparently they knew more about it, or they had more insurance than the others. In Lithuania, I don't think they had insurance. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Refuasit Srichalei." That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechon. That the Shevis goes to the Yodon. That's Pshita. But that even the Ripui goes to the Yodon. Freg the Gemara. But that Taka is such a great Chiddush, it doesn't make any sense. Refuasit the day he shouldn't the Ripui money go to the Eved? The boy Yitzu Yibay. The whole idea of Ripui is he has to get healed. So what do you mean you make the check out to the Yodon? So the Gemara, special case. We're talking special case. Like Tzricha, the case of Rabbi Yechon is. The Amduo Lahamisha Yoime, the doctors assess that this injury that he has should take 5 days treatment and a normal treatment, and they assessed how much the Chayvel should pay for the 5 days of treatment. They would never recommend to give him 3 days of treatment or 2 days of treatment. They could heal him in 2 days also, but that would be extremely painful. So they recommend the normal treatment is 5 days. If they would have recommended 3 days of treatment, it would have been less extensive. But that's not reasonable to expect that the Nechbel should go through such painful treatment. But they went ahead, the doctors went and they used a very sharp drug, the Itzin, he got cured, but closer Yoimah, the Eved got better in 3 days. So what's Takad Adin? And the Chayvel didn't pay yet. So what's Takad Adin? Does the Chayvel have to pay how much the doctor bills were? Or does he have to pay the full amount that the doctor says that it really should have been, it really should have been 5 days. So the Gemara says the din is that he has to pay the full 5 days, because that was the assessment. If the assessment had been made an error, the Bezdin had a committee of doctors, and the doctors made a mistake. They think it's going to be 3 weeks of treatment and so much money. Then it turned out it gets better in 1 week. So then you talk, don't pay the 3 weeks just because the committee of doctors made a mistake. So you don't say that he pays 3 weeks of treatment. He only pays 1 week. But here they didn't make a mistake. The normal treatment should have been bedachas 5 days. They gave him an extremely painful drug and they got him cured in 3 days. So nonetheless, the halacha says that the chayvel has to pay for the 5 days worth of treatment. So that extra amount of money you don't give to the Eved because he doesn't need it anymore. He's already healed after the 3 days are up. So that extra amount, then you say, call Mashikon Eved, Kon a Rabbi. That's just like the Tsar. Just like the Tsar of the Shas HaChavola goes to the Eved, the Nezik, the Tsar, everything goes to the Odon, call Mashikon Eved, Kon a Rabbi. So this extra amount of Ripui that's left over also goes to the Odon. Ma, with the Tema one, might have thought, Tsar, the day he. That you should give this to the Eved. Kamash Malon, you don't give it to the Eved.
Why does he call it Sarah? Why does he call it Sarah, did I?
He never suffered pain because they gave him a painful drug.
It's the same as commercial pain without extra Sarah. I mean, the Gemara gives an example of where this rapid treatment caused additional Sarah, but this is not absolutely necessary. They might have healed them in a different way that would not cause additional
suffering. Oh, then the Chayvel doesn't have to pay. Then it comes out that the doctors made a mistake in assessing. They said it's going to take 3 weeks and it really took 1 week.
Yeah.
Or they thought that you're going to use this medication and it's going to take a long time. They use another medication that's not painful and no bad side effects. So then there was a mistake in the assessment. So then the Chayvel doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to pay the extra amount. We're talking in a case where the assessment was correct, b'shaito, but they went and they switched it, which they shouldn't have done. So then the chayvel really is muhiv to pay that full amount of ripui. So then the extra 2 days goes to the yod. The extra 2 days goes to the yod. Here, Taisus is bothered with Akasha, refuasa didehu. The same Taisus appears in Bava Kama, this little Taisus, refuasa didehu. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama and Perak HaChayvel that has all the dinam of the Chamisha Dvarim. So the Mishnah says, HaChayvel be'evi k'nayni shal lo. If I'm HaChayvel be'evi k'nayni shal chaveri, I injure someone else's evi k'nayni, then I have to pay Chamisha Dvarim, either Arbo Dvarim, Chamisha, whether you pay Boishas or not, and I pay to the Yodon, and then the Yodon has to pay the doctor bills, he has to pay the reaper. But HaChayvel be'evi k'nayni shal lo, potem ikulam. He doesn't have to pay anything. So Taisus wants to know, why is he Patur Mikulam? He's not Mechuyev in Refuah? He doesn't have to take care of the Refuah? Mm-hmm. So Taisus has 2 days. One day is Shema Yesh L'chal, because Agamara said like this, if I'm Chayvel Bevek Naini Shel Chaveri, I have to pay all the Chamisha Dvorim, and Makom Ashikon Evikon Rabba, the Yodin takes it, but the Gemara says, does it take the Ripui? The Ripui goes to the doctor. You can't say Kol Mashikon Evikon Rabba. So Taisus says, Bada B'dikash, I'm Chayvel Bevek Naini Sheli. So I become theoretically obligated to pay Chamisha Dvorim, then I get it back. Kol Mashikon Evikon Rabba, so I take it back. So I'm chayv to give him, and I take it back from him. But the ripoy I don't take back. Just like I'm chayv by v'knayin shel chaveiroi, I become chayv to pay chamisha dvarim to the yevid, and the yodin takes away all five. Takes away all five, but he doesn't take the ripoy. The ripoy remains. I have to give it to the doctor. See, but I'm chayv by v'knayin sheli. Why not say I become obligated to pay chamisha dvarim, and I kind of everything back from the yevid, except for the ripoy? That's Taisus kasha. Oh, so Taisus has 2 days. So the first day in Taisus is Shem Yesh Lechalek. Maybe it's not the same. The Afal Gav, even though our Gemara says Beferish Tikshkhova by Acher, Acher Babaknani Shal Chaveiroi becomes Bukhiv to pay Chamisha Dvarim to the Evid. And then Kamashikana, Kanarabba goes to the Odon, except for the Ripoy remains by the Evid. Yeah, I have a chiyuv to give to someone else. I'm a chiyuv to give to other people. But the purpose of the Ripoy is to be Merape. So that's why. You have to heal the Yevid. If I myself am Chayvel Bevek Nayin Sheli, loy mechayv at all. I don't become obligated. I mean, the Yevid Nayin is going to die. You have to take care of him. It means I'm not more mechayv than anybody else. The whole community has to see to it that the Yevid Nayin gets ripui. But just because I was the Chayvel, you can't say I'm mechayv to give my Yevid. I'm not mechayv to give anything to my Yevid. Kol ma shekana Yevid kana Rabbi means that the Yevid doesn't exist as an independent Yad. You can't have it. It's like saying I'm mechuyev to pay myself money. You can't be mechuyev to pay to yourself. You can only have a chiyuv to take somebody to give to someone else. My own evik nani is like from the right hand to the left hand. What do you mean? The right hand is mechuyev to pay to the left hand. The right pocket is mechuyev to pay to the left pocket. There is no such thing. So the first day in Taisus is that you take the Mishnah literally. Achayv be'evik nani shalai patam ikulam. He pays nothing. He doesn't even have to pay ripui. It's not shayach that there should be a chiyuv between the Yodan and his own evik nani. Not mechuyev. Who's going to take care of the Eved? The Kehillah will take care. I'm not more mechuyev than anybody else.
Doesn't matter that he injured him.
Yeah. It's like if I injure myself. So you can't say I'm mechuyev to pay myself. So you can't have a chiyev to pay them. I can't have a chiyev towards my own Eved Nine. And the second day in Taisus says, no, inami. It's not true. If I cannot have a chiyev to pay money to my Eved Nine. That doesn't exist. But a chiv to be merapi my evik nani, that's a different chiv. Chiv to be merapi the evik nani, I do have. So therefore, when the Mishnah says patur mikulam, he doesn't pay any one of the five, it's not exactly accurate. Some of the ripa he will pay, some of the ripa he won't pay. What does that mean? This kind of a hechatimtza.
Yeah.
If they assess the situation that the normal treatment should really be a calm medication, a decent medication, that takes 5 days, that's going to cost $5,000. And they went ahead and they used a harsh treatment and they cured the Eved in 3 days. So you don't say, if it would have been someone else, Chayv Bevek Nani Shel Chaveiroi, right? So the assessment was he has to pay 5 days worth, and then the 3 days worth goes to the doctor, and the extra 2 days worth of ripui goes transferred over to the Odom. So if I'm Chayv Bevek Nani Shel Atzmi, my own Eved Nani, Patam Ikulam, I don't have to pay the extra 2 days of ripui, but the first 3 days I've got to have to pay. You can't have a chiyuv.
It says anyway. What's the difference?
But they have to be merapi him.
That's what the Mishnah says. It's not shy to say I have a chiyuv. No, one might have thought to have a chiyuv to give to the Eved.
Oh.
Here I have to give money, maybe. So the Mishnah says, no, you don't have to give to the Eved. Kol mashikon Eved kana rabbi even applies.
In this case.
When I'm with chayv be'evik nayin shel atzmi. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. But Taisus has 2 days. What about the ripoy? Is it shayach to say I'm mechuyev to be the first day in Taisus says I'm not even mechuyev to be merapi my yevik nani? We're all mechuyev. The whole kehillah has to see to the ripoy. But I don't have more of an obligation than anybody else, even though I was the one who was responsible. I was the one who cut off his arm. I was the one who made the chavola. I'm not more responsible. I can't have a chuyev towards my own yevik nani. It's not shayach to have any chuyev towards. That's like from the right hand to the left hand. And the second day in Taisa says, no, you cannot have a chiv to pay to your Rebbe Knaini. Nezek, Tsar, Sheb is Doishis, but the chiv ripa is not a chiv to pay an amount of money. The chiv ripa is to be merape. So that chiv he does have. The extra 2 days of ripa, 3 days, 5 days, the extra 2 days, that's already a chiv to pay. That's not a chiv to be merape. So that chiv you cannot have towards your Rebbe Knaini, but the chiv to be merape, you cannot.
Can they ever say, I want to be cured in 3 days instead of 5 days? That's the question. Has he a right to say that?
He has a right to say, but he's not going to gain anything by the other. Oh, you mean he says, I'll make a deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, if the other agrees. If the other agrees. They have to both agree. If they both agree, so.
Causing unnecessary pain.
Yeah, yeah.
He's willing to accept it.
If he's willing to accept it and the Odin is in agreement, if the Odin says no, if you're going to get healed in 3 days, then I want the extra money. So then the Odin will say, the Eved will say no. So let me draw it out for 5 days.
Can you send the second part of the Tesla?
Mm-hmm.
Because it matters if you do for the Chaver, that you don't have to pay because Mashkun Elkun Rabbi, then here is also, here is his Eved, so it's from one pocket to another.
Right, so the extra 2 days.
So he pays for his own, to himself.
So
what's the chiddush of the second teretz?
No, the second teretz says that's the whole chiddush in the Mishnah, that I might have thought kol mashikon avi kana rabbi means if the Eved earns money, if the Eved finds a dovishal hefka in the street, somebody gives him a matana. But if someone is chayvel in the Eved, if I'm chayvel my own Eved, I would have thought maybe over there the din of kol mashikon avi kana rabbi doesn't apply. So the Mishnah says that it does apply.
But this will be vice versa, because mother he has to pay if he injured somebody else.
Pay to the Adon.
And he pays it to the Adon. So it's same, the same thing here.
Same thing. And Achanami, same thing. So the Mishnah is saying same thing. The Odon, whether the Odon has an obligation to pay Ripui or not, yeah.
Well, he can just walk away.
That's right. He can't walk away. He has to share together with the whole community. The whole call.
If I'm injured, the community has to heal me. If the Eved is like myself, the Eved is not like myself, so why should you be able, why should the community be obligated to heal the Eved?
That's true of Mizonis too.
I mean, the same as the community is obligated. So, I mean, it's like myself.
No, let's say if I harm myself, the community is not mukhif to take care of me if I have my own money.
Yeah.
The community is mukhif to take care of people who don't have any money to take care of themselves.
So
the Eved hatar garnished. The Eved has no money.
Yeah.
The Yodin probably has money. Has an Eved. He has houses. He has property.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nizam would stop him. The community take care of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The question is why.
Yeah. So these are the 2 days, the same time as
about time. An outside party, why don't you say that he gives it to the Bailam, and then if the Bailam wants to be martyred to him, what's the difference if it's an outside party or not? According to first side of Tosfos, if I do damage to my own slave, then I don't have to give him
anything.
Anything. So then why if an outside party has to give it to the slave?
No, the first day
he
first
give the money to the Bailam, and then if the Bailam wants to give him the rapport, he gives it to the
slave. No, the first day of Taisus holds, you can never be mechuyev anything to your own Eved. You can never be mechuyev to pay money, you can never be mechuyev to be merape. Our Gemara says that in Ripui there are two parts. There's one din you have to be merape the nechbal, and then there's another din you have to pay the amount of money that the committee of doctors determine is the correct amount, even if it turns out that's not really necessary to be merapian. I'm merapian with a more difficult treatment and less time. But still, you have to do that. So the second day in Taisus holds that this difference, that there's a chiv to be merapian, a chiv to pay, is relevant even for my chayv will be ever kinei nishali. I have a chiv to be merapian, but the extra money I don't have to pay him. The first day it holds that even the chiv to be merapian can't exist. The guy my own ever kinei. I can't have any chiyuvim whatsoever towards my Eved Knaini. It's so much ein yad levet b'loy rabbi that includes also that I cannot have any chiyuvim to the Eved Knaini. Second day holds no yet. Can have a chiyuv to be merapi him.
According to the first time, why does an outside party have any obligations to the Eved?
Everything should flow
through the Bible. Why? I don't understand it. If he has no ownership rights whatsoever, Everything should be.
Not he has no ownership. Gaba, right. No, you can't. I can't be mechuyev anything towards my yevet. But the other guy was chayev of the yevet knani. For sure, he's mechuyev chamisha dvarim. The only question is who gets it. So the Gemara says the part that's necessary, the part of the reaper that's necessary to be merapi him, that is mechuyev to be merapi. The extra amount, the payment, that goes to the yod. He can't say kol masha kana ev kana rabba on the basic amount. That's a chayev to be merapi. That's so not a chayev to pay an amount of money. It's not a schus mami. That's a chayev to be merapi him. The extra 2 days.
So then why does it extend from himself?
So the first day in Tarsus holds that you can't, the Odin can't have any chiyuvim towards his Zavik Nani.
That's what I understand.
Okay, those are the 2 days. It's not mammon, it's not dollars and cents. It's a chiyuv to be merapi, but it is a shibud bin Adam Machavero. So the first day holds you can't have any shibud bin Adam Machavero towards your own klapi, your own Zavik Nani. This is an important, this little Tarsus is the important Tarsus in Bava Kamma also. The same Tarsus appears with the two opinions. Okay, now the Gemara goes back to the Machlokes HaTanaim. The Mishnah had, the whole discussion started here because of the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right. You have a principle, if I want to give a matana to somebody who's not here, so I give the matana to the person who is here, he picks it up in his kain on behalf of the other person, and that's the klal of Zachal Le'adam Shleib B'Fanam. But that's only if it's clear now that it looks like it's going to be L'Tayvos, he's going to be happy about it. Then, later on, when he finds out about it, he has the Breira, to either to choose yes or no, whether he wants it or not. Let's say he decides later on, say the matanis yichye, and he doesn't want the matanis. So he says, no, nisht is nisht. Or let's say, ger katan, the Gemara has in Ksubas, ger katan, not bilam osa adaz bezden. So we assume that it's a schus for the child to be brought up as a religious Jew, if he's adopted by religious parents. So they're going to give him a religious education, he's going to be brought up as a religious Jew. Let's say non-observant parents adopt a non-Jewish child, then they're guide the child. So the child, most of the poskim in Europe held, most of the Gdolim in Europe held that it would have been better for the child that it should remain a goy. What? It's better to be a goy and try to keep Shevi Mitzvah rather to be a Jew, not get a Jewish education, not see Shabbos and Kashrus and Yiddishkeit, so you should be Mechuyev and Tarek Mitzvahs and not keep them. So Shem Besen to Vlaib Ma Goy. So let's say the Besen was Megai or such a baby who was adopted by non-observant parents, and then later on the kid goes to NCSY and he goes to the Yeshiva and he becomes the best Boch in the Yeshiva and becomes a big Talmud Chacham and a Tzaddik and a Yirei Shamayim and a Medaktik Mimitzis. So that it happened to turn out well in the end. It happened to be Mikra, but at the time that the parents adopted this non-Jewish child, it didn't really look like it's going to turn out. It was a Suffolk. We didn't know how it's going to turn out. Maximum it was a Suffolk. It's not that the likelihood seems to be that it is going to turn out well. So the Pashtus is in such a case that you cannot say Zach Li'adam Shleib B'Fanav. You only say Zach Li'adam Shleib B'Fanav if it looks at the time that we're doing this Chiyah on behalf of somebody, it looks like it's going to be a Schus. And then, Habreira B'Yodai, to decide whether he wants this Taiva or he has a right to be Meichel the Taivas. So let's say a religious couple has no children, they adopt a non-Jewish child, they convert him, they're going to give him a Jewish education, they're going to train him with Torah and Mitzvahs. Then later on he decides when he becomes 13, until 13 he's a La Bardas, it doesn't matter what he says. After he reaches 13 and becomes a Bardas, he says he doesn't want. So the Gemara says there in Ksubis, Higdilu, Yechaylam Limchas, when he reaches the age of 13 he says, I don't want to be Jewish, and Nish, is Nish. So he has the Bray related to say he doesn't want. But it's not that you give the person, you say, Zach Nam Shalafana, give him the Bray to decide. No. By the Getisha, we don't give the woman the Bray. The husband says he wants to divorce his wife and she's not here. So someone says, okay, I'll be Mekabel to get for your wife and we'll call her up. If she's happy, but Zayn Gut, it'll be Zachdam. She's not happy, so we'll say no. So you don't say like that. The get looks, I'll be Pashtus, that it's not going to, she's probably not going to be happy about getting, about receiving it. We don't know, 50-50, we don't know whether she will be happy or not be happy. She probably will not be happy. So you don't say Zachdam Shleib B'Fanav. Only if it seems that the person will be happy about this Zechiyah, so then you apply Zachon Adam, and then the recipient of Nischiya has the right to decide, has a chance to decide whether they want it or not. So that was the Machlekes HaTanoim in the Mishnah. By the Geti, Shor, Rav Meir, and the Chachamim both agreed that it doesn't appear right now that it's going to be a schus. We have rare cases in the Gemara, in the end of Yevamos, and in the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Aleph, and Ebenezer, that we assume that giving a get to the Isha is considered a schus. Very rare cases. A get I day zikut. But in most normal cases, we assume, like the Mishnah says, the Bein L'Rameh, Bein L'Rabbanon, that's not a schus. It's not a schus for the woman to receive a get. And even if later on she says she's happy about it, it doesn't help her. Shas Mais, it didn't appear that it's going to be a schus, so the whole Din of Zochan doesn't get off the ground. And by Sheikh Rebbe Kanaini, that's the Machlokes, Rav Meir and the Chacham. So the Chachamim, whom we pass can like say, about a schus, she ate him at Tachas Rav L'Acheres. That's the American attitude towards freedom. Avadi wants to be a free man, a free man. Freedom, but because man is an evik nadi, everything is taken care of, it's cozy, doesn't have to have a dangus aparnosa. The yodin gives him a bedroom and he gives him meal. Right? So still, the chachamim say that she eats him in tachasad rabba lecheris. Every normal human being would certainly want freedom. And Rameya is not so convinced about it. Rameya says, no, there is certain milus in remaining an evid that is not so pashit that the evid is prepared to give up on them. So since it's not so pashit in advance, that's what he says in the Mishnah.
But
it's not so pashit.
Okay.
So right. So that's the shaila. When he becomes a free man, number one, he becomes free to do whatever he wants. He doesn't no longer has to work for the other. Number two, veta ganzen ayid kimimitzurf to a minyan akadam franamid. Yes, like a ger. Right. So they have tremendous milus in freedom. He has freedom in Gashmias, and then he has a full Kedushas Yisrael. But on the other hand, he's going to be losing out also. So the Rabbanim say Yitzicha pays. Rabbanim say Yitzicha pays, and every normal person would certainly want. If the Yevit is going to say he doesn't want, it can be Meicha, Yechalim Limchas, when he first finds out about it. And Rameh says no, he's not so convinced in advance that it's his chutz. So the Mishnah has Omalahem. So Rav Meir tainis to the Chachamim. The last two lines in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis. Omalahem. Rav Meir tainis to the Chachamim. What do you tell me? Freedom. It becomes Yisrael Gomim. It's Ruf Tamin. You can down for an Omid. Givaldik. He can buy Mafta Yonet. Whatever. He can have his own bank account. All the wonderful things. But there's a downside also. Harei Paisel is Avdim and Atrume. Gishem Shu Paisel is Ishtoi. Just like if the husband is a kohen and the wife will no longer be able to eat truma once the husband divorces her, so too if the eved in the case with the eved belongs to a kohen. What if the eved doesn't belong to a kohen? Rav Meir says in all cases. The Gemara is going to tell you what the argument is, but the Rav Meir picks on one case. If the eved k'naini belongs to a kohen, so isn't he going to lose the opportunity to eat truma? That's a catastrophe. So how does that compare? What the world's going to come to an end? He's going to have freedom. He's going to be a Yisrael Mitzvah of Tamin Yen Alakutazan Kedam Franomit. Dam Franomit. He gets the Beitel. Everything.
But Truma is cheap.
So how does that? What's the problem with the Truma? What is Rameh worried about the Truma? So Taisus is not sure. Anardav. And the Mishnah Taisus doesn't explain it. Anardav Heishaftuni. Anardav Heishaftuni. Taisus gives two pshatim. Huh?
You're on the phone.
No, this Taisa Heshaf Tuni Alamazayin. So Taisa explained, what is Rav Meir's Taina with the Evet Kanaini eating Truma? So Wamsha Taisa says, that's how we spoke from the Ramam and the Pirish Amshnais. He's losing a mitzvah. Rav Meir holds,
it's not only a mitzvah,
you say bracha, when a kohen eats Truma, Shekhar Shon, a big Dushos, Shalom, Tzivano, Alachilas Truma, Evet Kanaini Shokhani eats Truma is not like the Behemoth's kohen. That's why he's not here, the bracha, he's not here now. So we were discussing last week about Eishes kohen, that Evet Kanaini, what's the din? So Rav Meir holds in the Mishnah, Evet kohen eating Truma is a mitzvah.
What
is
it? So
the Stamel will say a bracha, not as Shekhar Shon, a big Dushos, Shalom.
But it's only one mitzvah. But if he becomes now Yisrael, then
yes. So this
but
is
this
one.
He has already. Later on, you don't know whether he'll do it.
So this is one suggestion.
Why does he have to? He can't force him.
So Taisus says one pshat mishum sheish mitzvah b'achilas truma. The Taisus hey shaftuni. One pshat Rav Meir Tainus. You're forfeiting the mitzvah. You're causing him to lose a mitzvah. He's going to get another 100 mitzvahs, but he's losing this mitzvah. That's one suggestion. Then Taisa has another pshat. No, the truma means a different thing. Truma is always less expensive. Let's say if someone has truma to sell, it's always less expensive than regular food because there are fewer people who can eat it. So if the Eved is going to have a problem with mezainis, where is he going to get food? So if he's an Eved shalkoin, he's allowed to eat truma, it's always easier for him to buy truma. It's much less expensive to buy truma than it is to buy regular
truma. But he doesn't buy. He doesn't have money to buy.
Normally a coin does not buy truma. Normally, not allowed to sell. The farmer is not allowed to sell the truma to the coin.
Buy from another coin.
Buy from another coin.
Yeah, money, right.
So that's a third pshat. Taisus has three pshatim. One pshat is in Rav Meir. What is Rav Meir worried about? The Evet Knein Shal Koyin, he's passing him from the truma. Our repasal is Avdim and Truma. So the one pshat was, he's losing a mitzvah. Maybe the Eved will not we're not so convinced the Eved will want his freedom with his full Kedushas Yisrael at the expense of losing a mitzvah that he's never going to be able to return back to. The Eved will never be able to be a Kohen. He can never be an Eishes Kohen. It can be an Eved Ivri of a Kohen who's not a Echel B'Chum. No, he can never be an Eved Knani once he's going to become a Yisrael Gomer. He's never ever going to be able to eat Shum again. That's a shame. Is it a mitzvah or is it a heter?
So he said,
So Rameh holds, according to this Pshat and Tesis and the Rambam with Pirsham Shais, Rameh holds that it's a mitzvah. And that's perhaps what the Chachamim disagreed. Maybe that's why they disagreed. They hold it's only a heter, like the Bambus coin eats Truman Nishkin mitzvah. That's a heter. So the one
but
shot.
It's different than the issue. The issue can marry another coin and she can eat Truman again.
He can never again.
Was the Kalkanish?
Oh, she's a Grusha. She can never marry another coin.
What if a coin marries her?
If a kohen marries her, she's not permitted to eat truma. That's called mishtameris ladia psula. She's married to kedusha nachal, but there's a din if she's married to a man whom she's not allowed to live with, so she's oimed to have a bia psula. So that's the gemara in Yevamos. One, a woman is mishtameris ladia psula, is not allowed to eat in the schus of her husband.
The children will be halal.
No, there's a din temporarily. Kolzman that the kohen is married to the grusha. He has a din of halal. Yeah, the pashtas that's only with the rabbana. Okay. Yeah, that's a din. There's a din of shulchan aruch. Let's say a kohen is metamil lemeisim. A kohen is married to a grusha. So you don't let him duchen and you don't let him get the first aliyah. The mishnah mchoris. It starts off. There's a mishnah mchoris that says that you don't let him do avoid on the Beis HaMikdash until he divorces her or until he swears that he's going to divorce her. So he swears he's going to divorce her, but he's still married to her. So the Pashtus says that it's only a penalty with the Rabbanon. That if the Kohen is in violation of the Kohuna de Gedinim, he's Matabel HaMesim, or he's married to a Grusha, or something like that. So there's a Knas with the Rabbanon that we don't give him all the rights and privileges of a Kohen. One of the Rishonim and some of the Achrenim write like that, that it's really a Din Derais. That it's really a din deraisa. There's a temporary psul chalolus on the kohen. The kolzman is married to the grusha. He's temporarily in a state of chalolus. Kolzman that he's married to her, so she's considered she's mechalol him. So some rishonim learned that drasha and the Torah's kohanim and parashas Samuel. The Pirush arrived on the Torah's Kanim sounds like he says that it's a din deraisa, and the Chulis Rebellion Mizrahi has like that, that it's a real bona fide din deraisa. Even if so, okay. So Nachmal Taisis has three pshotim. What is Rameh driving at here in the Mishnah? That he's concerned, maybe the Eved will not be so, we're not so convinced that the Eved will certainly choose, not so bar that the Eved will choose his freedom in the full Kedushas Yisrael, at the expense of losing the ability to eat truma. So one pshat is, he's going to forfeit Nebuch the mitzvah, he's going to cry forever about losing the mitzvah, so that's why it's not a schus. The other pshat in Tesis is, no, if he'll ever need food, so it'll always be easier for him, it'll be less expensive for him to buy truma food than to buy chulendik food. So maybe pashat, for economic purposes, he would prefer to remain an evik nainishal coin, so he can always buy cheaper food. Yeah, but that's a rare case, like he points out, that's a rare case. Who's selling truma?
Yeah.
The farmer is not allowed to sell truma. The farmer has to give it away for nothing. If the farmer...
He needs stocker. Maybe the coin will get... He'll be able to get more stocker. The coin will give him the truma easier than somebody else will give him regular food. That's right. He has to live for stocker. He has to live from nizim stocker.
Yeah.
So he'll be able to get truma from kohenim because it's cheaper.
Okay. That's the third shot. Yeah, that case you have. You have rare cases where a person is able to sell truma. The kohenim sell truma, or you saw who got the yerusha from his grandfather.
And it's not the bottle.
Okay.
So the farmer can sell it or not?
Yeah, he can't sell the truma. He can sell the hetad, the chulah.
It's not
part.
But it has the din of truma.
Yeah, it has the din of truma, right. So you have a few rare cases, right. And then Tais gives the third pshat. What do you have to say? It's easier for him to buy the truma. They'll give him truma. Well, on Gol, he'll show his ID card that he's an Evik Nani Shalkayan. They'll give him truma according to that opinion. Tais says in Ksubas, Dav Chav Ches, and in Yevamos, it's a machlekes Hatanai, where the Cholkin Truma le'evit begorim beli rabbi. If the Evit comes, And we know that he's an Evik Nainishol Kohen. We know who he is from the neighborhood. Are we allowed to give him Chuma without the Yodon being there? It's a new Shah. Yeah, you're afraid that people will think he's getting Chuma. The first thing that they'll associate with, he must be a Kohen. And then they'll think that a Kohen, he can go marry a regular Bas Yisrael. They won't realize that Evik Nainishol Kohen is also a Echol de Chuma. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Are you afraid that Balabat will make such a mistake? They'll understand. Half the people who get truma are kohanim, and half the people are Rebbe Knainishol Kohen. Who says that the one who's getting truma is a kohen? If we know who he is, he shows an ID card that is Rebbe Knainishol Kohen, so we'll also give him truma. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. In other words, strictly speaking, you could theoretically give the truma to the Rebbe Knainishol Kohen. It's a machlokes hatanaim. Are you concerned that a kilkol may come out of that? So those are the three ways to learn Reb Meir. What's Reb Meir concerned about? Maybe we're not so. Reb Meir is not so convinced that it's in the best interest of the Yevet to go free, because May is going to lose the Truma. So the Gemara is picking up on that discussion. That's all the Mishnah has. That's Reb Meir's Taina. Then it says. Then the Mishnah concludes. Amrulai. So the Chachamim argued back. This doesn't concern us. The fact that he's going to lose his ability to eat Truma. Which means either he's going to lose the mitzvah, or he's going to lose the cheap price on the truma, or he'll lose his opportunity to get truma for nothing. This doesn't concern us. What kind of an ivra is that? Neshu kinyanai? That's very unclear.
Yes, the evet, but it belongs to the evet. It belongs to the odon. But the evet truma, he goes to collect.
Yeah,
belongs to the odon.
But still, he's losing the mitzvah, or he's losing the ability to get for nothing. So how do they answer back? That's the shaila the Gemara is going to discuss. What did the Chachamim respond back to the argument of Reb Meir? So that's the last 10 lines on Yud Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Tanya, the quote of Tesefta, Omer Ablaza. Ablaza was one of the Tanoim who was a contemporary. That's why he's calling Reb Meir by his first name. Rashi points that. Otherwise, how does he have the chutz? He calls him Meir. So Rashi says he lived the same time, so he calls him by first name. Meir.
Yeah.
Omer Ablaza, Omer no loli Meir. We told Meir. Halois chusul, what are you talking about? That you don't say zochel on shleib ufana by an ashtashi charek nani. What are you talking about? Halois chusul, that she eats him tachasra rabba lacheris. We all disagreed with Reb Meir. Omalona, so he answered back, like it says in the Mishnah, chavulo, maybe, we're not so convinced that it's going to turn out to be a slush. Maybe the Eved will not be so happy. Why? Shimai Eved Kayin, Paislam and Atruma, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Whatever that means, the three suggestions of Taisa, three ways to understand. Omalona, so we answered back, the haloi, was farachoyvedos. Mam yirtzu shalolo zunov shalolo farneso rashoi. What if the Yodnan decides he doesn't want to give him any food at all?
He's allowed to.
So the Adon has a right to.
So
what? So Mr. means, so doesn't that outweigh it? Everything?
Yeah.
Freedom, that's what the argument. Freedom
right.
Outweighs everything.
Everything
from him, yeah. So he answered back, nah, not really. My Ilu Evet Koin Shibarach, the Evet can run away from the Adon. Calls man the Evet is by the Adon. So of course he can work his head off, and the Adon won't give him any food. So the way you're describing the situation, Nebuch, the poor Eved works his head off. The Yodin doesn't give him anything, so it's Takeh Rachmanis on the Eved. Every Eved would want to go free. But the Eved can run away. The Eved has a barrier to run away from the Yodin if the Yodin is me. They continue to eat Truma, but if, and they keep their own business. And the money that they earn, they're not going to give to the Yodin. So v'zeh, but if you're going to be mezakeh the shtar shichra yidei acherim, ein oichel. Ein oichel. So that's Rav Meir Tainis, it's a choy v'lo evit. And the Rabban would say, no, it's a schus. Havol the Brisa says, the Chachamim ha-maskim with Rav Meir this for sure. Havol isha, by the get isha, everybody is in agreement. There the Chachamim don't disagree. Avada de maskim choy v'lo, that for sure is a choy to be zechesh, get isha. A get for the wife, that for sure is a choy. Why? She came postlam and atruma mafsid menamizanis. That's avada azay. The wife, if she's married to a kohen, then she's no longer able to truma. And if she's not married, most women are not married to kohanim. Most Jews are not kohanim. But the main vote is mafsid menamizanis. She won't have a husband. He's going to be mezakeh again. She won't have a husband. She won't have someone to take care of all of her
needs,
food and clothing and everything. Sure. So the by the get isha, they all agree. Avol Rashi says avol isha chavula. That line is the chachamim responding. That the Chachamim are masking to Rav Meir on one half. Rav Meir said that both the Shtar Shichra and the Get Isha are choyfu. So the Rabbanan say, no, by the Get, by the Shtar Shichra, we disagree. By the get isha, we are masking with you. Abulisha chavula, that half we're masking. That's poshut. We understand. But by the other, that we disagree. So the Gemara wants to know, Maiko amrule or Maiko maharilahu. We're not sure exactly what the discussion is here. What did he say and what did they say? So the Gemara is explaining, Hachi kamaluhu. This is the way the argument goes. Hey, shaftuni al hamizoinis, Rameya tainid, that what? That it's a chayvul eved.
Going to lose the ability to eat chumah.
Because he's going to lose, yeah. No, hamo. Rameya tainid that it's a chayvul eved that he goes free because he's going to lose the chumah. If it's an eved kainish al kain, he's going to lose chumah. So they answered back, what do you mean it's a chayvul eved? Mam yirtza shalol lezuna shalol lefarnas erashoi. The Yodin doesn't have to give him. The Yodin can be so mean to him. So doesn't freedom mean that freedom is the most important thing? If the Yodin wants, he could be so mean. So he answers back to them. Hachi kamaluhu. So Rameir responds to that argument. Hey, shabtuni ala mezayin is good. You explain to me why it's beneficial for the Eved to go free.
Because the
as far as mezayin is, matishivuni ala truma. What are you going to explain to me? But he's still losing either the mitzvah or the opportunity to get truma for nothing or cheaper or whatever the pshat is. What about if he's an Eved Knainish Al Kain? Isn't that a downside? So it's not so poshut that every Eved Knainish Al Kain will certainly choose the freedom. He may want to remain an Eved Knainish Al Kain. The Chitemru, and if the Rabbanan will respond back, and if you'll answer back to me, since it's biyodai of the yodon has the ability to, just like this, then you can be megarish and isha bal korcha. So we learn, lola meisha, you have the ability to be shachar evikneini bal korcha. We're talking when the evikneini is not here. The evikneini is not here, so I write a get shiuch and I give it to you. You should be zeich, I'm here for my evikneini. But if the evikneini is here, everybody agrees I can give him bal korcha. So since the yodon, if the evikneini would be here, the yodon has the ability to free the evikneini, even bal korcha. So maybe he can't really consider this a chayvu la'eved that he's going free, since the Yodin could have forced that chayv on him.
Anyway, if the Yodin, you can do it by the wife too.
Yeah. So that's what Rav Meir says. V'chitayman, if you'll tell me, if the Yodin wanted to zarek legita upasile, he could have forced the issue, could have freed the Eved Knainei bal korcha. So therefore, the fact that the Eved Knainei is going free and is not going to get Trume is not such a chayv, it really can't count so much. So he says, that's not true. If the Eved Knainei will see that the Yodin is about to give him a Shtar Shichur, he can run away. Don't tell me the Yodin always has the ability to free the Eved Knainei bal korcha. He says the Eved Knainei is not a moron, he's intelligent. Shavak lehi, walk away b'orik, he'll run. V'yozal yamah, he'll run away somewhere. So since you cannot force the Eved Knainei to go free under all circumstances, sometimes the Yodin will be able to trick him. He'll fool him into getting the Shtar Shichur without realizing it. But many times the Eved Knainei will realize what he has up his sleeve, and he'll run away. So that's what Rav Meir Tain is. You have this chayv that is going to lose the ability to eat truma.
Can't he be nafka? And the Kenyan mom goes off, he's not Kenyan kaskar anymore, he's not going to eat truma.
Okay, if he's mafka, he's talking not allowed to eat truma. He's
mafka without the Eved Bidya.
Why do you ever let an Eved Shebarach eat truma? The din is an Eved Shebarach is allowed to eat truma. That's what it says on the last line. An Eved Knainei Shel Kain Shebarach is allowed to eat truma. So yes, Kanu Kasha, why is the Eved Shebarach allowed to eat truma? Maybe the Yodon sold him. Maybe the Yodon was mafka him. That's what Taisus says. The bottom Taisus says that.
Usually,
why should he be mafka him? He wants him back.
So Taisa says it's a far-fetched. Yeah. Why should he be mafkim? The rive is that he didn't mafkim. Right. It's highly unlikely that he was mafkim. The likelihood is that he wasn't. So the Eved Knainei has a right to follow the rive, to follow the chazoket, to follow the rive. Yesterday he was an Eved Knainei. Today he doesn't know whether the Yodin was meshacher him or not. So he has a right to follow the chazoket. He has a right to follow the chazoket.
He wants to...
The only child is there's no chazoket lahabo. That's a gemara later in Gittin. What do you mean, follow the chazoket? Just because Chazaka means I was an Eved Knainei last week, so I'm still an Eved Knainei, but you can't predict with Chazaka what's going to be later. Chazaka means we assume that the situation didn't change yet. So how could Eved Knainei, let's say, eat Truma? Let's say now. He's going to eat Truma, he knows he's an Eved now, but he doesn't know he's still going to be an Eved in another minute. So how can he eat Truma? That's a machloikis. A Tesis in Kiddushin has a machloikis. Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Menachem Iwani. Is that called the Chazoka al Shovar? In this case, the Evikanayin, he ran away from the Yodin. He doesn't know what's doing. He doesn't know. Maybe the Yodin sold him to a Yisrael. Maybe the Yodin was mafke him. So he's no longer allowed to teach Truma. So can you tell us a Chazoka? So the Evikanayin knows he's still an Evid. As he'll be eating the Truma, every minute we'll assume he's still an Evid. But over Las Yosim in advance, they say he's allowed to eat the Truma. Maybe the Yodin is going to be Meshach. Maybe the Yodin will be mafke him. Maybe the Yodin will sell him to a Yisrael. But he's saying no, as he's eating, every moment that he's swallowing the truma, he has a right to shtel zachan hazoka, that he's still...
But that's... Maybe the Yodon died.
Yeah.
It's not the same problem.
But he
but can't that's deliver. That's one moment. That's one moment in time. He gives the get, the cheska shuchai. You assume the husband is alive, he gives the get.
If he knows,
here it's an ongoing process. He's going to eat truma today, he's going to eat truma, breakfast, lunch, supper, tomorrow, breakfast, lunch, supper. It keeps on repeating it, so that's a shaila. You have a right to isn't that called chazaka lahaba? But he say no, every time he eats truma, that's a chazaka on the hove. So that's 2 days in Taisis. But here it's better than that. Here Taisis says that it's a roif. Yeshlamed al shchiyach, the last line of Taisis. Yeshlamed al shchiyach. It's not shchiyach that the Odin should be mafkir and eved. That's very highly unlikely. He may sell the Evik 90 to Israel. Which Meshuggah is going to buy an Evik 90 who ran away from the Yodin?
Yeah.
Someone will buy on a gimbal that they'll find the Evik 90. So since it's so far fetched, so Taisha says the Evid has the right to rely on the Reiv, the each Rumer, relying on the Reiv. Can he rely on the Chazakah that's 2 days in Taisha's in Kiddushin? But can he rely? I don't know what they're. I don't know. I look for this run, I don't know what Rabbi Kivega is taking on over here. No, this is a shayla for eating truma. Yeah, this is a shayla for Yisav Ahet of truma. So in truma you do follow Raiv. Yeah, so Taisus says that it's a Raiv, and it may even be a Chazok. There's 2 days in Taisus in the second Perek in Kedushin.
He wants to give him a Erem Shachar, and the Gemara says, no, he can't run away. So if he's running away, he doesn't have him, so he can still be then
mafker.
Do you say? So he gains nothing by running away.
Yeah. He can sell him too.
Evid gains nothing by running away.
Yeah,
right.
So what is Gemara trying to say that he's going to run away, he won't be able to give
He will not, but that's a far-fetched thing that the Yodin should be Meshachar, should be mafker. I mean, the Yodin Bedavka is going out to get the Evid.
Gemara says he can do it, he can do it like by Isha, he can do it Al-Korcha. So the Gemara says, no, he can't because
he
the Evid
can run away.
So he's running away means nothing.
Sure,
it means nothing.
Because he can be mafker.
Yeah, but that's why Shai said the other is going to be mafkir. Theoretically,
if he's not having him here, and if he wants to be shakarim, then he will do that.
But he is a reis in the river. What he's saying, he have a reis in the river.
Stomach freed the Evid Bal Kocha, so that chayiv should be ignored, because it was beyada to do it anyway. So he said, it's not true. The Evid can always run away. My isn't the din on the top line. He says, "My ilu every kind shabbat, where should kind shemar da bail if they run away, they still eat truma." End of the Braisa. What happened to the argument of Rav Meir? Freg the Gemara Shapa Kamalahu. So Rav Meir argues, well, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like the Chachamim. What did the Rabbanan answer back? We don't have any answer. Amar Rav, the Mishnah gives her the answer. Haina the Kamhadra, Leib and Masnissan. In the Tosefta that we just had, it sounds like Rav Meir is winning. Rav Meir is winning in the Tosefta. Rav Meir gets the last word. But in the Mishnah, the Chachamim give a response. The last line in the Mishnah, what does that mean? The Odin always has the ability to sell him for $4 to a Yisrael. Even if he runs away, he can sell him to Yisrael. Which Yisrael will want to buy him, Taisha says it's far-fetched. But since theoretically, okay, for next to nothing. For a dollar. for a dollar. So the Gemara says, the boy shokel dalad zizim Yisrael apostle ekel hechad yisay, since he can sell the eved at this risk for a dollar, someone may be willing to pay a dollar to buy. So therefore, you cannot consider the chayiv. The Rabbanan argue you cannot be worried about the fact that it's a chayiv for the eved. Nebuch, he's eating truma. He's losing the ability to eat truma. The Yordan has the ability to undo that anyway by selling him to Israel. End of the Brice. Freg the Gemara, Nusa Rav Meir Zachirech. What happened to the argument of Rav Meir? Freg the Gemara Shapit Kamalahu. So Rav Meir argues, well, we don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like the Chachamim. What did the Rabbanan answer back? We don't have any answer. Amar Rav, the Mishnah gives her the answer. Haina the Kamhadra, Leibam Asnisen, in the Tosefta that we just had. It sounds like Rameyer is winning. Rameyer is winning in the Tosefta. Rameyer gets the last word. But in the Mishnah, the Chachamim give a response. The last line in the Mishnah, what does that mean? The Odin always has the ability to sell him for $4 to a Yisrael. Even if he runs away, he can sell him to Yisrael. Which Yisrael will want to buy him, Taisha says it's far-fetched. But since theoretically, okay, for next to nothing. For a dollar. So the Gemara says, the boy shokel dalad zizim Yisrael apostle kol hecha deyisei, since he can sell the eved at this risk for a dollar, someone may be willing to pay a dollar to buy. So therefore, you cannot consider the chayiv. The Rabbanan argue you cannot be worried about the fact that it's a chayiv for the eved. Nebuch, he's eating truma. He's losing the ability to eat truma. The Yordan has the ability to undo that anyway by selling him to Israel. So that's what was the argument of Rav Meir? What was the argument of Rav Meir's losing the opportunity to eat truma? So according to the first pshat in Tais was that it's a mitzvah, he's losing Nebuch, the mitzvah. So then I think the Chiddush Arim interprets. The Chiddush Arim interprets that the Rabbanah respond that that's not a mitzvah. The Eved Kain eats truma is not a mitzvah. He doesn't say a brachas kinyakas like the behemoth eating truma. He's not losing any mitzvah. If you learn the second or the third pshat in Taisvis, not the Rambam, the Pirush HaMishnah, sounds like he learned the first pshat. Neshu Chuma means he's forfeiting a mitzvah. So then the answer, the response of the Chacham was, no, that's a Bechonishke mitzvah. That's a heter, it's not a mitzvah. If you learn the second or the third pshat, that is not a mitzvah, it's an economic consideration. So then the Chachamim argued back, Neshu Kiyona, it's still biyoda to be mafsid in that anyway. Just like he said before, whenever it's biyoda shalhadim to be mafsid him, so not that's yet. Not called chayiv ula eved. The Yordan has the ability to make that chayiv to the eved anyway.
Why does the Gemara use better shiyuchel hafkiyuah?
Instead of selling.
He wants to get rid of him.
Yeah, he wants.
He'll make some money now on the eved. He'll make a dollar. Why should it be mafkin for nothing? He'll make a dollar. Half a dollar, whatever.
Why do we pick on this particular mitzvah?
All the mitzvahs have one grommel that he is put around.
She tipped the scale, yeah. So many more.
This is right now, he loses this immediately. Yeah. And that's when he'll come back, he makes
the final maskana is going to be totally different. The final maskana is going to be about about preachers, the Gemara is going to say. The Gemara goes by the Frek, the Gemara, the Rav Meir. The only argument that Rav Meir comes up with is that every Kanayin Shulchan is going to lose Truma. What if this Eved never ate any Truma? He's always Tomei. He's always with women, and he's always a Balkar, he's always Tomei, never ate any Truma. His Adon never eats Truma, he never eats any Truma. What if he doesn't belong to a Kohen? No Truma. But the Rav Meir is only talking about it every Kanayin Shulchan. What if there's no consideration? Frek, the Gemara, the Rav Meir, Tenech Eved Kohen, where there's the problem of Truma. What about Ebi Yisrael Ma'ikal HaMeimah? What's the real reason? That's not the real reason why Rav Meir says Achayv. The reason only applies in very few cases. Amrav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, the real reason is Neshem Afsidah Mishiv Chaknayin is his girlfriend. He's not going to have his head with the girlfriend. Frek the Gemara, Ad Rabba. So I'll marry a nice kosher Yiddish and Mabel. Why says Avilnish? He'd rather have the Shiksa. He'd rather have the Prutza. And for the Gemara, Frek my other Rabbi Harei Matir Rabascher, and I can marry a nice Jewish girl. Isn't it better to have a chuppah v'kiddushin and a wedding and everything like this? And Eben Eidlo Yachas. Eben doesn't have to be kiddushin. Every Gemara, no, he would prefer. After the Hefker and Yichel, Azil and Eshchich Leipitzu, he can always have another Shivcha. Like this, he's going to have to marry a woman, he'll give her a super. Yeah, he only has to stick to one. Yeah, restricted. Like this, he has all the Shivchas. Yeah. So that's the real reason. The Gemara says the real reason Rav Meir didn't want to say that Mistamas Alosh and Maguna. He didn't want to say the real reason because of the preachers. So he said about the Truma Hela Getam. But the real reason the Gemara says is because they have care in the Ichle, he would prefer. So that's the Machloikis HaTanoim, Machloikis in psychology. And we paskin like the Chachamim to Rav Meir. That it's a schus. Taisus points out the Taisus here, Abdab have care in Ichle. They quote from the Sugi and Ksuba Dafir Aleph. The Gemara says, Ger Katma Dibin Was Abdaz Bezin, that Gemara. So the Gemara says, why is it a schus? Fine, we'll bring the child up with a religious education, a religious home, but it's going to be missing. If he would have remained a guy, he would have had a very easy life in the area of preachers. He can go run around to all the Zionists. So the Gemara says, when do you say they have care in Ichalei? That's by an adult. By a guy who's an adult, or by an Ebeknani who's an adult who's already used to this style of living, so Mistama he would not want to change unless he tells us he's prepared to change. But by a little child who's a daylight time of the Isura, he didn't yet taste the flavor of that style of living, so then we assume that it would be Nichalei. So Taisa says, the final maskana of the Gemara is that the real reason for a mayor is not so much the Truma story. That's just the camouflage. The real reason for a mayor is the preachers. The Taisa says that then Rav Meir's sheet only applies to an Eved Gadol. If he's an Eved Katan, a little baby, he does know yet time in Yisur, then Rav Meir would be masking for the Rabbanan. That it would be Zachal Adam Shalai Vifan. It would be a schus. Okay, it doesn't matter. We pass him like the Chachamim anyway. We pass him even by an adult. We pass him by an adult also that it's Zachal Adam, it's not a chayv.
Don't we use that same logic, however, for a GLS, let's say, the Katanois and the infant?
We said that.
You can't marry a Cohen for that reason.
A Gioris is a Zaina, period. That's a din. A Gioris is a Zaina. Some Rashis, there are a few Rashis in Sanhedrin and in Yevamos where Rashi writes a Gioris is a Zaina because it's Becheskas that she had been Mizana from before. So that's the Chapela. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim. What if a Gioris is this Gairo? Before the age of three, that it's Ein Biyasa Biya. Even if she had been Mizana with a Nochri, it's Ein Biyasa Biya. So it's a Machlekes HaTanaim. We pass like the Tanaim that she's Asura Lakuna. So how does Rashi say a Gioris is Asur Lakuna Mitam Zaina? Because she's Becheskas, she's Inse Manachri, Nivola the Apostle of Psola. She was Nivola to a Goy. Can't be Nivola the Apostle of Psola. Before the age of three, so unless he says, some Achren want to say that that's only the Rabbonon. If Nizgaira Pchusim and Baal Shalashan V'yamechot is only Asur Lakuna Mitam Rabbonon. Or let's say an older girl is Nizgaira, and we know Bevadai, she knows that she was never Mizana with a Goy. So someone has said it's only Asur Lekoyim Medir Rabbanon. Very shver, how can it be Medir Rabbanon? The Tanaim argue about a pasuk that it says by the Midyanim. They killed all the men in Midyan when they had Mohammed's Midyan, then the women they left live. So he tied it, Hein Hein Ahoyle Ben Yisrael, Advar Peor, Hachayisim Kol Nekeva, you let the women remain alive, how can it be? So they brought them in front of the Arayim, So those who were Ruyas Libiya, they gave an Anish Misa. Those who were not Ruyas Libiya, so they said they let them live. So the Tanaim have a machlekes, they let them live, and who's allowed to marry them? So Allah's Rakhain is also allowed to, and Kohanim are also permitted to marry them. A Gyarish and his Gaira, Chusim Rashal Shanim Yamechor, also allowed to marry them. No, only the Israelim and the Levim, and not the Kohanim. So the Pashup Shatim Marta machlekes Hatanaim on a level of their Isin. How do you read the Pshat in the Pasuk? So some Achrayim say, no, it's only a Din the Rabban, and the whole Pasuk is all Asmachta. That's all Asmachta. Very, very rare. The Pashtus is that there are Paskim from 100 years ago who will make all kinds of coolness on this. That a Giyari Shaloi Nivalo is only the Rabbanon, and Kohanim is Manazeh, is only Safik Kohanim, so you can marry the Giyaris, because Feka the Rabbanon the Kula, Shvacha Mais, Shvacha Kula. The Pashtus is that Kohanim is Manazeh, Abadi Kohanim. And the Gyor is Pshin is Gaira, Kishaloz Inso is Asura Lekoyme Deraisa. The Pashto says that the both premises Hinkanunta. The Pashto says that that the Gyor Shalon is Gaira, the Gyor Shalon Nivola is an Isa Deraisa. What do you do with the Rashi? The Rashi says the Gyor is a Zaino Lekoyme because the Goy Mashtufe Zimo and she's Becheska Shezinsa. No, that means why does the Torah declare that all Goyim? Why does the Torah have halacha? We declare every nochri says a zayna. What kind of a din is that? Because the umasoyim mashtufei zima. So the Torah declares every nochri says a zayna. But it's not that we really think that she was nivul al nochri. She was nivul al nochri. Even if not, like the pasuk has kol agoyim arelim. A statement. It's not true. Kol agoyim arelim. Some of the goyim have a circumcision. No, it's a statement. Kol agoyim arelim. So here also, all the goyim mashtufei zima. So therefore, we declare everybody, every nochri is declared automatically as a Zayin.
The fellow on the Teretz of the Tzitzit of the Tzitzit of the Tzitzit of the Tzitzit of the so when the Gemara is asking Tinnah Eivet Koyim, Eivet is one Michael Maimor, we can say the same. The Ramayah is Moit about Eivet Koyim, Eivet Yisroel.
That would be hard to believe because the Mishnah presents it as if it's thing. by most Avod, and this is an unusual case that he wants to free the Eivet Kenaini Kotten. That's a rare case, but the most of the cases of Avodim Kenainim would be Shal Yisraelim, not Avodim Shal Kohanim. So the Gemara assumed that Rav Meir says it in all cases, and not in 95% of the cases. 95%, by the Eved Kotten, he's not talking about that. But 95% of the cases he's talking. If you're going to restrict Rav Meir's sheet only to Eved Kenainim Shal Kohen, so it's only 10% of the cases. He restricted it too much. But a little restriction, Tesis will suffer a little.
But the Arelim, if a boy is Malar, and if he doesn't go to Kedas, Kedin, then it's also the Mulan, considered the Malar.
Even if he did it Kedin, let's say he did properly the bris, he did the circumcision properly.
Why did he do the Mila?
If he did the Mila L'Shem, Geirus, and he just didn't do the Tvila L'Shem, Geirus, that's he's still a Goy Gomor. But the Gemara, the Rajva has a Gemara and Yivam is a fine on a base, but the Gemara said the Pharisee that it's not called an oral anymore. If the Mila is done, the Shem Geiris, even though it takes 20 years, even though he never gets to do the Tefillah of the Shem Geiris, he's a Goy, but it's not called an oral anymore. But if the Mila was not done, the Shem Geiris, then the Gemara says, even though he did the circumcision perfectly, it's still called a Goy Marel, Malfidin is still called an oral. My Nafkamina, so the Gemara says he cannot serve as the Moyel. He cannot serve as the moil to be Malay a Jewish baby. Because the moil, not because Labachir, because he's an oral.
Because
he himself is an oral.
And also, if he's a Megai later on, he'll have to have a Tufastam,
Otherwise, If he had a circumcision on Nochri, he had a circumcision for medical purposes, not for Shem Geirus, and later on he wants to convert. So that's a Machlekes Satanaim, and a Machlekes Arishonim, how he paskin. And Lalocha, we're Machma, Misafik, we're Machma, that it needs Hatofas Dambriz, Bali Bracha, because of the Safik, But because it's only a Safik, that's where Rav Moshe is Mekel sometimes, being in Sarif other Sfekas. Let's say, Lamosha, this was a famous Shaila, let's say, Kiseda Shaila. Let's say you have a Jewish father and a non Jewish mother. So the baby's a goy. A Jewish man marries a non Jewish woman, and they have a baby boy. So the father calls a moil, he says his name is Katz, Levi, Shechta, whatever. So the moil doesn't think that the mother's a shiksa. Moil thinks a Jewish baby, so he comes on the Yom HaShmini, and he performs the bris milah, and he says the wrong bracha, he said, he's supposed to say, Lama Lasa Gerim. He didn't realize that it's a goy shikid. He did a milah, the shame mitzvah smilah, he didn't do it the shame gerim. So the question is, so the kid is a goy gomer, no question about it. The only question is, what if the child later on decides he wants to convert, Would he also need a hatafas dam bris? Would he need a hatafas dam bris? His bris milah was done by a Jew. It was done kiddas v'kiddin, but it wasn't done l'shem geiris. It was done l'shem mitzvah. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Most of the poskim are makel on that. Ruba the Ruba, Rav Soloveitchi was makel on that.
Missing tefillah also.
Yeah, he's going to have to have tefillah. But the question is, will he need a hatafas dam bris in addition, or will it be sufficient with the tefillah? Yeah. So most of the poskim are makel. The Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss has a tshuva where he quotes around 15 poskim. He quotes one Hungarian poskim was machmer. So he says, therefore you have to be machmer. He's been an Ungarischen. So he's machmer on that. But he quotes himself, Ruba the Ruba of the poskim, we'll make on that. So Ramosha's tshuva, in Ramosha's tshuva, he starts off like this. By the ger who had the milah, the ger who had a circumcision. For medical purposes, we learned it once. Perikab lezer mila machlekes hatanan, where they need a hatafas dam bris. And Tosis has a machlekes harishonim, where they need a hatafas dam bris in that case. So we only paskin, you do need a hatafas dam bris misofik. That's why we don't say a bracha when you do that hatafas dam bris. It's only misofik. So if you have another sofik, so then he says we'll consider it as sfek sfeker. So he considers this another of a sofik. He doesn't say b'toras vada. He says since the mila was done l'shem mitzvahs mila, even though it wasn't done l'shem geiris, that's enough to be considered a sofik. Rav Soloveitchik thought that it was a vada. He didn't think that it was. The Rav didn't go with sex fakers. In this case, the Rav thought that mila l'shem mitzvah is good enough. He had a Ramban and Yavamos like that. That mila l'shem mitzvah was good enough. The Ramban says it at Har Sinai. Everybody had to have mila and tefila and korban. And that was the geirus. So the whole Klal Yisrael had mila, tefila, and korban. So the shot is, what about the Levim? All along, as Bischa Yinsoru, the Levim always observed the mitzvah of Mila. The rest of the Bnei Yisrael didn't, but the Levim always did. But they did the Mila L'Shem, mitzvah's Mila. They didn't do it L'Shem Geirus. So did they have to repeat the Hatafas Dam Bris at Har Sinai? So the Ramban says no. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what the Ramban says, that if a person did Mila L'Shem mitzvah, even though it wasn't done L'Shem Geirus, that's good enough. The other steiner that the Ramban is. The others argue that they were mechuyev to do the mila. They did the mila l'shem mitzvah. They're mechuyev to do it. They did it kedin. Here the goy did what it means l'shem mitzvah. There is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be mala goyish baby. So there's no raya. There's no raya from that Ramban. Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the same thing. He didn't see that there was a difference. He thought b'taras vada. But Moshe Shuvah is b'taras asfek sveke. That the Hatafas Dam Bris and the Ger Habol his Garkishu Mohul to begin with is a Sveka Dina. So in this case, when at least it was done L'Shem Mitzvah, even though it wasn't done L'Shem Geiris, it's not a suffix, but those are up Mekel Tzadon.
Was it Torah, actually?
Yeah, was it Torah, originally, yeah. They said the wrong brachas, everything was wrong. Then we'll start the next Mishnah. Hoi Matanu Gedzeli Ishti. The Odon says, I appoint you as a shliach to give this get to my Eved Kenayni, and then the Odon dies before the shliach goes to deliver the get. He appoints a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, and the husband dies before the shliach delivers the get. So it says, ain't get lachamisa. That's a double pasha like that. Ain't get lachamisa. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the same thing applies to any shtar. Ain't shtar lachamisa, not only. Let's say, not a get isha, not a shtar shichur. I write a document that says I'm giving over ownership of all of my real estate in New York City to you. And then you're not here, so I give it to a shliach, he should deliver it to you, and I die before the shliach delivers it. So the Gemara says it's a general din, ain't shtar lachamisa. So what does the Mishnah make such a tzimis? Ain't get lachamisa, ain't get. So it says there's two Mishnahs, one Mishnah here and another Mishnah on Dafayim Beis. What's such a tzimis? So we mentioned the Shittim Kubetzis and the last parak in Baba Basra writes Achidish Niflo. That ain't get lahamisa, our Mishnah, that's the din deraisa. And that's only a din derabbanan. Ain't shtar lahamisa is only a din derabbanan. Why they make such a funny din derabbanan? It's kein deraisa. It's if you'll allow a shtar moment lahamisa, people will think that a get is also good lahamisa. So the real din deraisa is only a get lahamisa. The Pashta says that it's not so. The Pashta says that ain't shtar lahamisa is a din deraisa. Why should it only be a din derabbanan? If I'm dead, so how can my shliach continue to function? What shliach could this
start?
Yeah, if he's dead, he's dead. So. Yeah? He's starving?
He's not dead.
Well, yeah. The Moshe looks like the person who sent him.
Oh. what about
Rashi writes, Upokale Rashusei. That's the discussion on the Rashi.
But what's Rashi saying about the Gershom?
Rashi on our daf had charata from what he wrote on the earlier daf. That's what Tosis points out.
Tess on base.
Huh?
Tess on base.
Where was this before? Tess on base.
Oh,
Tess on base. Ooh, so long ago. Tess on base. Yeah, that's right. Rashi on Tess on base gives a different shot. The Shaila is like this. We just finished learning a Mishnah on Yud Aleph from a base. If I give a Shtar Shichrur, do you say, and the Eved is not here, do you say Zach Adam Shlai B'Fonav or not? So we paskin la locha like the Chacham and the Rambam, you do say Zach Adam Shlai B'Fonav. So what does the Mishnah say? I want to free my Eved Kanani. He's not here, so I give you the Shtar Shichrur to deliver to the Eved Kanani B'Chom Achman Shur. Then I die before you get a chance to reach the Eved Kanani. So what do you say? What do you say in Get Lachamisa? Zach Adam Shlai B'Fonav. The minute I gave it to you. The Eved became a Shulchan, so what's the problem? The Rashi earlier, by the Get, the Isha Zifa, but it has both. Shtashich is Eliyavdi. Shtetach Shtashich is Eliyavdi. So either you say that the Mishnah goes Kereb Meir, Shaloi Kaloche, it goes like, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, it's not a Pella, Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, but then a Shaloi Kaloche, usually we say Haloche Kistam Mishnah, that's there. Or Rashi gave another answer on Tesem and Beis, and Rashi on Adaf changes the girsa. Rashi on Tesem and Beis gave that funny answer. He says, Reb Meir never meant to say that when I give you the Shtar Shichrur on behalf of my Eved, the Eved goes free already. No. When you are Zdorchan Rod Meshlei B'Fonav means I can't back out. But the Eved doesn't become a Shulchan until it's delivered.
Right.
Until it's delivered. So Tesem said they never heard of such a thing. It doesn't make any sense. And then we add it on. Tesem doesn't add on. It's against the Nafan the Gemara in the end of Yevamos. The Gemara in the end of Yevamos and in Ebenezer. How do we know? Because we do it all the time in America. I get that day Zikri. The husband wants to be Megarish's wife. So he writes a get and he gives it to someone to be Zechef for wife. I, the Mishnah says it doesn't work. A get Isha, you don't say Zachadam Shlavifano. So the Gemara says in the end of Yevamos and in Ebenezer, Simon Aleph, there are rare instances we do say Zachadam Shlavifano. And we assume that by my giving the get, the husband giving the get to the man, she becomes Megareshes right away. We never tell the wife about it. So the Befeirish Gemara against Rashi. Rashi would say the woman doesn't become Zachadam Shlavifano, that the husband can't change his mind. But she doesn't become divorced until the get is delivered. That's the Rashi on Tesan Aveis. So Tosfos says that that's a Pella. It can't be, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
and then they say that Rashi himself chaza boy. Tosfos says, on Tesan Aveis, Tosfos Demaska lo yitnu. Rashi biyatzma chaza boy, Shapirish lakamu, you gimlam and aleph with the girsa. So Rashi on the Mishnah tells you the girsa is different. It shouldn't say, tenu get ze leishti. The get is not written yet.
Yeah, right.
He gives instructions. Ten get liishti, ten shtar shichur. Write a get shichur, and then the Yodin died before they had a chance to write it even. But if Itake has a get there, ten get there, and he gives it over, and a chanami, the Yevit becomes meshucha. Take it from Yad. So there's no problem of en get lachanis.
Those when he specifies the get issue. The get issue doesn't apply at all.
Yeah, it's because it's the same lashon by both. So he wants it to have a parallel, that by the Get Isha and by the Shtar Shichur, that's how Tosfos explains. That's how Tosfos explains.
Moment, when he says, give this Shtar a moment.
No. Also, there's no Shtar Lachamis at all. There's never any Shtar Lachamis.
No, it's Nuzeh.
If it's Zeh, so by Get Isha, there's no Zachar Adam Shlav Fana. By the Shtar Shichur, there would be a Zachar Adam Shlav Fana. Right? That would be the Chil. The last case, that's what the whole sugi is going to discuss. Tnu mana leish ploni umeis. I say, here's $100 on the table, give the money to Pliny, and then I die. So he never even picked up the money. I get a heart attack before you even picked up the money. So it says, yitnu lachamisa. So the Gemara is going to discuss, how could it be yitnu lachamisa? Ein kinyan lachamisa. What kinyan was made?
Mitzvah l'shmoy divrames.
Oh, so that's what Tosfos says. Why don't you say mitzvah l'kaim divrames? There is a cloud, there is a machlekes satanoi,
yeah.
And we pass in mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha'meis.
Only mitzvah.
Yeah,
only
yeah.
Take us money for a
mitzvah.
No, that's the thing. No, mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha'meis, a case in the Gemara in Silvers like this. A man dies, and let's say if I die, I have three sons and I have six daughters. My three sons are going to get the whole Yerusha. So let's say my three sons are going to get the Yerusha, they're going to waste the money. I don't trust them. They're going to gamble the money, horse racing and gambling and cards. So I give you all of my millions of dollars, and I say, after I die, don't give them all the money. Give them only $100 a week. So one Tana says, what do you mean? After I die, bin chayis balabas. The money belongs to them, so they have a right to gamble away to do whatever they want. And we pass a mitzvah, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, since I gave instructions, so that's what you have to do. So that's what Taisus says. Once you pass the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, so what's the problem that the Gemara has to understand the last line? What happens to mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis? So Taisus gives various answers. The main answer that's quoted halacha l'maisa in Chayshe Mishpat is the Rabbeinu Tam's answer. You only say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis if hushlash mitchila l'kach, the case that over here. I said, I'm afraid my children are going to waste the money. I give you the money specifically for the purpose of holding it that after I die you should give. But let's say I have my money in a bank account. The money is earning interest for me. A checking account, savings account, whatever, all over. The money's for me. Then I let it be known that after I die, I don't want my children to get all the money. But I never gave it over specifically to a sholish. A sholish means a third party to hold it specifically for this purpose. I gave it to the bank to hold for me. So then you don't apply mitzvah to come to me. So if I have the money on the table and I say, do me a favor, you give this $100 to Plain, and I get a heart attack before you even pick it up. So then Taisa says, mitzvah to come to me doesn't apply. You only apply when it's hushlash mitchila l'kach, when the money was given over to the sholish, to the third party, while I'm alive, specifically for that purpose of giving it to the other person. So that's why the wills. The Pashto says that's why the wills. If a person draws up a secular will, so the Pashto says it doesn't apply. Din in the Machlis Adina doesn't apply because all the parties involved are Jewish. I'm Jewish and my children are Jewish. So you don't apply Din in the Machlis Adina. And you can't say Mitzvah the Kaim Divrei Ameis because he didn't put the money away in a special special fund. If he puts away, what are they called?
Custody.
Trust, right. If you put away in a trust fund specially for the children, so that's mamash hushlish mitchila l'kach. But if I didn't put it away, so it's not hushlish mitchila l'kach. So that's where Rav Chaim Eiser said that the Pashto says that we wouldn't recognize a will. But tzedakah, let's say a person leaves a will, he wants to give money to tzedakah. So the Rav Chaim Eiser has a tshuva, since I'm Yirasala Gavaykim, Yirasala Hedyadami, so when it comes to giving tzedakah, you don't have to give over a ma'isi kinyan, just by Amira it's enough. So he says, when it comes to giving to tzedakah, it's like hushlish mitchila l'kach. That's as far as Rav Chaim Eiser goes. But he says, as far as the Yerusha to human beings are concerned, not to tzedakah organizations, then he says a plain will is not enough. Plain will is not enough.
What's the difference in Rashi between tnu and tain?
Not tnu and tain. That doesn't make a difference. The zeh without the zeh. The tnu and the tain doesn't make a difference. The whole part is with the zeh. Was the shtar shichur written already and he gave it over? Then you say zach nam shleiv afanav. So the eved became a shuchar already before he gets the get.
Doesn't read right.
Yeah. The lashon of Rashi is very megumgum. That's how Tosis and the Rashi explain it.
Yeah,
the issue really is
that.
Yeah. No. It tells you to look in the Rosh. The Tosis and the Rashi explain the issue is with the zeh without the zeh. Not so much the tain of the tain. Okay. The next gemara is a famous. We'll learn next week. In the Ani Mamans that we say after the davening, some people say them after the davening, so we mention that we believe in Bias HaMashiach, and then we add on Rafal Pishish Mamea and Gozei HaKaloi. So this is based on a pasuk in Treyosa, I think, where it says that we should believe in the coming of Mashiach and has such a lashon, chakelo. And the Rambam in the Igeres Taimon places emphasis on this. This is all the Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah, the animams are based on the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, many people feel that it was tremendous nisim nisim, that there was a Hakomas HaMedina, and that there were nisim in the floors over the years. Some of them were Kemat Nisim Gluyim, and so many of them were Nisim Nistorim, the way things were going. And now you start to wonder, the Rabban Shalom made all those nisim lemagona, the Gemara says, aloshin. The Rabban Shalom made all the nisim for nothing, so it looks very hazy. But we have to have tzipu liyeshua that the Rabban Shalom wouldn't have done all of those nisim to waste his time and his effort and energy. We have to be mitzapa liyeshua every day.